This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Hart, H-A-R-T. Date of birth 6/30/1923. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hart with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. She's been feeling well. Her daughter is present also for this visit, as the patient is very hard of hearing and she needs to help the patient understand questions and what I'm saying to her. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she currently is living in assisted living facility. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight aldactone 25 milligram every other day. Diltiazem is 240 milligram daily. And bisoprolol 10 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily, and occasionally she can use 20 milligram in the evening if she has increased shortness of breath. Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine 25 milligram three times a day. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 132 pounds, and this is stable. And blood pressure is 135 over 66. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/13/2024. Albumin is 4.1, calcium is 9.2, creatinine 1.71, estimated GFR is 26, and this level is stable. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin is 10.3, white count is elevated at 14.4. And platelets are normal. Intact parathyroid hormone is 39.5, also normal. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure, currently stable without exacerbation. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. And 4, elevated white count and mild anemia. The patient's daughter reports that the patient has not had an evaluation for the elevated white count nor any treatment for anemia. If her hemoglobin drops below 10, then we will be able to address the anemia and use either iron infusions or Epogen to help improve her hemoglobin. Possibly a hematology consult might be in order if the white count continues to increase. But currently she's stable. She's not been ill. She's the daughter and the patient are comfortable just waiting and watching the labs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.